So what is the use of that? You have no use at all. So we prefer this to that Giriraj should be Bhakta Varga.
Haridasa.
We don't want to become as Haridas, Haridas Var, but we want Haridasa Varga. Mercy of Haridas. Yudhishthira and Uddhava, Haridas and Haridas Var, but we don't. We want to be the fittest of Giriraj Govardhan. Because he has seen all these things, meeting of gopis, how gopis served. He has given kunj, he has given water, he has given everything. So we want the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan as a bhakta pravat.
Why is the Yamuna considered so merciful?
Because he is Visakha. And so many pastimes are in the border of Yamuna. In Yamuna also they play. And also in Upavan of Yamuna. Upavan, you know?
Canal.
Near the forest.
Forest near Yamuna.
Near. But there's special worship we can do of Govardhan. In Yamuna, there's no...
We do? Always remembering. When we go to Yamuna, we take bath, we pray Yamuna, we worship Yamuna. In the shape of Visakha, I remember the prayer of Yamuna. Bhratram takasya patani dhipati harini prakshayati papinu kipapusam dhiharini Mir madhuri bhiraptase sachitta bandini mam punat sarvadara bindu bandhi. Chit vilas. The eight or seven sisters. Now, sometimes I misremember. Very good. Yamuna is nearer, perhaps.
Not so near.
No, it is not seen from here.
No. This is Ramanreti, and then there are some agricultural, there's the Prakram Marg, and then agricultural fields, and then
Jamuna
Devi.
Then Kaliyada. Then...
And then Kesigat. Shirgat Kesigat.
This is Raman Reti.
This verse of thinking of Krishna's hurting his feet, there's another verse almost very much like that. At the end of chapter 35.
What is love?
I remember our spiritual master used to speak about Yes. The last verse.
Is it 36?
36 it is?
36 at 36.
30. Teaspoon.
30.
No, it's not
teaspoon.
Here.
No.
30, you're saying 36 it is?
This is 40.
36.
Oh, 47. 36 is not here in this book.
What is this issue?
Yeah.
No, it's not here.
No clock?
The one I'm thinking of is, it's not here. Anyway. Goes to 47.
It says the same thing.
Yeah,
it's almost like some point. Some of them, sometimes the verses there are similar ones in the different Gita.
But no. 44. When Krishna is going with Akrur to Vrindavan, to Mathura. And when Nanda Baba has come in Mathura, and his Kans was killed, and Nanda Baba is waiting for Krishna and Balram. In his Mathura
camp,
and it became darkness. 2 days had passed. One day Krishna killed Kamsa, and at that day war between Kamsa brother and Krishna. And at the same day, Krishna took flowers and everything and made Ugrasen king of Mathurapuri again. Again, no? Ugrasen was not ready to become a re-king. He was at first king, but Kansa has taken everything. Now Krishna was doing Abhishek of
installation.
Ugrasen. And after that, they have very big meeting, long meeting. Vasudeva, Devaki, Ugrasen, Akrur, all. That we should be very careful for Krishna, because Krishna has killed Kans. Now he will try to go Mathura and Vrindavan again with Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba is waiting in that garden, in his camp. So we should try to keep Krishna and Baldev
protected. Protected here.
Protected here, yes. And we should always emphasize that you are not son of
Nanda Yashoda.
Yashoda and Nanda. But you are son of
Vasudev
and Krishna. So they were so much loving Krishna second day that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev. We are grandfathers and we are so and so. So, don't think that they are your father and you live in Vrindavan, but you are an inhabitant of Mathura. And we are your natural bandhu. But
parents.
Huh?
Parents.
Parents and
relatives.
Relatives. So, So, এত রিকোয়েস্ট করে বলবে এরকম ভাবে বললে এটা ভালো না.
Then Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that when in the evening, when it was darkness, Krishna and Baldev came weeping and they sat on this and this of Nanda Baba.
Why are you weeping?
Then Nanda Baba could not utter a word, only drops of tears. Baldev knew it and told that, Baba, you are my father. Why they are telling that we are father and mother, Devaki and Vasudev, and all of Mathuravasi are persuading us for this thing? That you are father and mother, they are father and mother. They can Nanda Baba Yashoda father and mother. Krishna and Baldev telling so there are so many things. So here Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, anyone who gets so much love, they want to live there. Krishna takes so much love, just and there is certainly so much higher frame in Nanda and Yashoda, more than Vasudev and Devaki and all Mathura Vasi. Brajvasi had more superior quality of frame. Anyone lives in superior frame, where this superior frame, he wants to live there. So why Krishna lives in Mathura and does not go with Nanda Baba and in Braja? Then it is against the prem rule. So Krishna must gone with Nanda Baba to Braja. But we see in Srimad Bhagavat Krishna has not done, then what is this Siddhanta there? So he tells that there were two prakoshta
sections
of prem, prakat and aprakat lila. So in prakat lila, Krishna and Baldev, they never gone to Mathura, Vrindavan. But on aprakat lila, past times, Krishna and Baldev went with Nanda Baba to Braja. But it went in aprakat Braja, not in prakat Braja, where always Krishna is in Vrindavan. So Krishna does not go
even
Vrindavanam pratyajpad ekam nagatsati.
Not a step.
Not a footstep. But in aprakat lila. In prakat lila he sometimes goes and sometimes comes. Otherwise it will be opposite to bhakti rasa. And he had told so, explaining so much. What is your slok?
It's the same chapter that we're in, Gopi Geet, the last verse, 19. Yatte sujata charanam bhuraham staneshu Vita shanai priya dadhimahi karkakeshu Tenatavim atasi tad yatate nakim svit Kurpadi beer, brahmati deer, babad ayusham na.
In 31:19. It will come forward.
Yeah.
But,
O dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt.
Then why they keep?
Why they keep?
Because
Krishna wants it.
Because Krishna wants it.
Krishna, to satisfy Krishna. But Krishna does not tell, I don't keep. But gopis know that he will be satisfied if we keep it. So, they keep.
Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path.
Hmm. What question?
I'm just saying it's the same, almost the same.
One step further.
Yeah.
But so many things are here, not expressed. So much feelings are there.
And also for...
Something has been expressed in our Goswami's Granth, not here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyhow, these are all for supporting of our greed. These are of Siddha Bhumika, not sadhana. But any sadhak who has a greed very lean and thin, his guts will be so thick, reading on. But not unqualified person should read on. Now we are reading Bhajan Rahasya. It is certainly for us very helpful. Also Madhavji Kadambini, very helpful. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has gathered so many, collected so many good slokas for our 8 parts of division of our bhajan, 8 jnana. First, sraddha, anartha nivritti, then nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, and then Vipralambha, bhav, then meeting. And then on 10th, on 9th, Krishna darshan. Separation would be so high when bhav comes. So it has been divided into 8 parts. When we read, we see that we are in first
sopan.
First step, anartha, every kinds of anartha. It is called Nishanta Lila. Sun is not there, darkness is there. we cannot choose what is to do, how to go, where to go, because so darkness and so many serpents and pits and everything is there. If you go, we can have so much pain everywhere, because on earth. So he has told how to remove all these in first stage. Keto darpan marjanam bhav mahadala. He has begun from every slok of Srimad Bhagavat can be explained. So Prabhupada has taken so many days of first slok of Srimad Bhagavat in Dhaka.
3 months?
One
3 months he did?
3 months are over. He took. Every Vedant darshan. And Bhaktirasami Sindhu, Pujwal Ninmani, and Vedanta, Upanishad, all Srimad Bhagavat can come in that. Janmadarsya Jataha.
Chalun Prasadha Bikalavar Bolvan.
Everything will come in this.
This song is so beautiful. I should say about this thing something?
Yes.
Or any question you, or anything what you want to hear? First I tell something.
Narsam Thakur was singing this song. He at once reached in Gambhira and began to remember the past times of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he was about 100 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has not taken practically sakshat darshan. But he has got the Krishna prem that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kept for him.
Padma river.
Huh?
River Padma.
Premtali.
In?
Premtali.
Premtali. In a tray he has kept. In Premtali, he has kept a Gauranga Prem there. And when Narottam Thakur went there, at once it came in the heart of Narottam Thakur.
Mahaprabhu bolle bhi hai prem rakhna Narottam isi ta paale.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that I have kept this Prem. And what Prem? Gaur Prem. What is Gaur Prem? Radha love to Krishna. Mahabhav. He has kept. Not Mahabhav, but yet Prem. So, when he used to sing, he at once reached to that cave where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to weep. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And always dipping and in separation mood and always out of senses. He began to be a kurma.
Tortoise.
Tortoise. Sometimes so long, so long. Even Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda cannot imagine how wonderful this is going on. it becomes in separation mood, this thing. And the separation mood has been told by gopis in Bhramargi. Extremely, they are feeling separation, more than gopigis. Tabakathamritam sapta jivanam or tatteshu jati charanam varuham staneshu and all other things, prahasitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate
dhyana
mangalam rahasisam vido yahrdis isha kuhukuno mana chodhan. These are extreme separation modes that gopis are feeling. But especially when Krishna went forever to Mathura and Dwarka, here they are seeing, when they are telling gopi geet, they know that Krishna has hidden himself here and there in Vrindavan and in any kunja, and at last he will have to come. But they have left all asha,
hope.
Krishna will not come. They become mad, lifeless. When Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka and lived so many years, always they crying and weeping. And then there, Srimati Radhika, Uddhava has gone there. He has hidden himself at the door of Kunja in Nandagaon, in Uddhava Kyari. Radhika is not seeing him, but Radhika is senseless, like dying mood. Gopis are seeing, Lalita and Vishakha are seeing, having some cotton and giving here. If
breath is going on,
they are so sorrowful. What will be done? How to keep this Srimati Radhika alive? He was dying and alive, dying and alive. But he was dying and
reviving.
Again had some life, again dying, again she was in sober. We cannot imagine. If anyone can imagine, they will weep and weep day and night, no smiling, nothing. No work and nothing, deity. No deity will be there. In that case, Srimati was lying on Pushpa Shayya. You know Pushpa Shayya?
Flower bed.
Flower bed. Not on flower bed, but on the lotus.
Petal of lotus.
Petals. No any hard thing. And they become at once
wilted.
So churna.
Wilted.
Became dry.
Dry.
Immediately.
Like chur.
Because of the heat.
By heat. So much heat. We cannot come have any idea of that. Then she is telling there, Srimati Radhika. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling that separation mood. Madhupakitava bandho maas pishangri sapatna kucha bilalita mala kumkume smarsu bhirna bhatu madhupati tanmani ninyang prasadam jadasadasa vidambam jasya dustastu mitrit. In that separation mode, she has closed her eyes. She saw any bees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering these things of Srimad Bhagavatam. And feeling separation and weeping only. He is feeling that Radhika is lying down, bees has come, and he is roaring.
Roaming.
He is singing something. This. And coming to Srimati Radhika's feet. And again going, again coming, Suradi. Because it got more beautiful, more soft, more smelling, more
pregnant,
fragrant, so sweet than flower, lotus flower. We are hearing, but not here
in the spot.
Exactly what? हम लोग इसको अनुभव नहीं कर रहे.
You cannot realize
actually. We are not realizing this. No? Otherwise we should also have to be with, but we are not with. So Chaitanya Mahārāja is feeling that we have come and he wants to enter in Radhika's feet as lotus flower, and she is mad and telling, "Don't touch my feet. You should tell me from where you have come. I think you are any doot of that
black person.
Cheater, black person. You have come to cheat me again, but now I am so much wise, become so much wise. I have no friendship with that person, so don't come. You have drunk so much because Madhu, he is Madhupati now in Mathura. There is a heap of, he has a very big shop of Madhu.
Of wine.
Wine. And when Madhu has wine, he has wine. And in his shop you have taken so much Madhu. And he has told you to come to me for any
relationship, friendship,
making again friendship, so that I may forget your all, his all faults, and again I should be cheated and I should be have any friendship, sulahnama,
compromise.
But no compromise at all. I am determined not to do
any compromise.
Why you have come to here? Or to make any compromise? But this is not the way that you have adopted to come here. Why you took wine? Madhu? Madhupa? You have drank so much Madhu that you have no
sense.
No sense. At all. You have become mad. How to please any Kanta, you don't know. Kanta?
Beloved.
You don't know. We are at one time beloved of Krishna and he was our beloved. But now we have cut this relation. If he can leave us, why we cannot leave us him? So he has left us and gone to Mathura, and he is pleased with Kubja, and after that he has gone Dwarka, and he is testing so many lakhs and lakhs of
queens
there. So he has nothing to do with us, and we also have left him. Uddha is saying, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is realizing this here. So he is weeping and weeping and became so in separation. Again, they are telling. If the bee is telling, bhan 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 bhan, making roaring, that Srimati Radhika is telling. No name is there. Kapi. Here Kapi means Radhika. Kapi Gopi. Kaschit Radhika. Means Gopi. Here he is telling that. Why you have come in drinking stage? Oh queen. Oh Krishna beloved. I have not drank. oh, you should not tell me that I am beloved of Krishna. At first you should take your word. Understanding?
Return your word.
Take back your word.
Yes, take back
your word. I am not beloved of Krishna and he is not beloved of us. Don't take her name, his name. Why you have come? To compromise. I have come. Oh, my friend. She is telling that it is not proper. You have not come properly to me. Because you have come from Mathura. I know. Because he is Shyam. And you are also Shyam. You are black and he is also black. We know. And you are telling the virtues of that black person. Why you have come in so stage that this is
mustache.
I don't pronounce it.
Mustache. M-U-S-T-A-C-H-E. Mustache.
Why you have put this color, yellow color, yellow and
reddish
color here, like kumkum? Where you have gone? This kumkum? Please tell us. Otherwise you should return from here at once. He told that, my friend, I am telling true that these are my natural color of this thing. I don't know what is kumkum. No, you know, and you are stealing from me these things. You have come from Mathura. And when Krishna has embraced any
Mathur Ramani,
the wives of the princess of Mathura, wife of prince, Jadu dynasty Rajkumar, and that the color from the breast of gopis in Mathura Basini has come on the garland of
Krishna.
That garland was made of tulasi, beli, chameli, jui and so many gorgeous
flowers.
And you sat on that and it came on here. So you have come from there. I see that you have gone to Mathura and Krishna was going to manane ke liye, ek kisi ko manane ke liye gaya, maine?
Manane ke liye.
Wo uth gayi thi wo. At that time, I am seeing that Krishna has gone to any Kumari or queen of Mathura and he was going to pacify that lady. And at that time you have gone also and there the kumkum you have that thing. So you should go again there. No use of coming. Because there are hundred and thousand of Mathura Varsini. And each of them will sometimes be Manvati and other time that. So many things in Man. And Krishna has opportunity the whole day going to pacify all.
One after another.
So, and if Krishna will be pleased and they have given up their man, then you should go and tell so these songs to them. And they will satisfy you giving what you will want. Now you are the beggar of the street. We are not now and before a stage. We cannot give anything. Even our mind is not us. With us. Everything has gone with Krishna, he has taken. So we are beggars of the street, no? We cannot give you. So you should go again and Mathura. And you should go to that lady which Krishna has pacified.
Pacified.
And again, anyone be angry, and again Krishna will go, and again you should go to them, again anyone be angry, and again Krishna will pacify, and again you should go. Whole day and night you will have all these things. They will give you puraskar.
Prize.
Prize. But with your fearing here, that you are so foolish, then his master will be like so. The master and the servant are in same class. You are not telling to us, but you have come in such a mood that we have none known everything, this mysterious thing. Your body and your color of this are telling everything to us. So why not, if they will see Krishna, who? The younger persons of the Rajkumar of Mathura will see in your face anything, and they will at once will be ready to take revenge from you. So we are fearing. We know that animals have four legs. Man has two legs. They walk by two legs. And animals by four legs. But you have six legs. Two legs are so intelligent. Four legs are pasu. They are not intelligent. They don't know anything. And six legs have you sort of order. You are most, but
more or less than beast.
Most unintelligent.
No.
So,
Murkha.
Murkha.
Ignorant.
Murkha means fool.
Fool. You are more fool and fool than anyone. You should go. Don't come to us. Because Krishna is like you. You yourself, like bee. As you go from one good flower to another good flower and take the smell and the nectar of that flower, and again you fly to another. Plus flattering, you go to them, and again you leave him after taking
nectar.
And again goes to another, and you flatter. You are as you flatter. And you never cease to that first flower, going on doing so. Krishna is like such. But you are such a father. So we are like flowers. Flowers are so beautiful, so smelling, so soft and sweet,
pure
and pure-hearted. We have love and affection, but that teacher has no love. He is not sweet. He is like you, Satapada. So we have no any test to do compromise with him. But now we are aware of this, and now we are Savadhan. Savadhan means?
Careful. We are careful.
Yes, so careful. That bee is telling that, oh Swamini,
अरे लग बैठा
poor Swaminiju, I am not that class of person. And Krishna is not like so. You should faith on me. And also you should have faith. He loves so much. And he has so feeling and good love for you. That I cannot describe. If Krishna is so cheater, black in heart, has no love and nothing, then why Lakshmi always wants to live in his lotus feet? Why? Because it has been told so many times, Jayati te dhikam janmana braja sarat indira sarasvada. Always it has been written. So why Kamala has so test? She is Pativrata. Then they are telling, she is, has no, she walks on a bird. That bird is?
Owl.
Owls don't see sun. And they are told foolish. But we are not so foolish. We know that Kamala can come in the flattering of Krishna. Understand?
Yeah.
Can be go. She can come in the trap of Krishna by flattering. But we cannot come. Krishna comes and smiles and does flattering, and she at once forgets Krishna, nature. And again he wants to love Krishna and also to... So, anyone who hears the pastimes of Krishna and his wordings and remembers his Bihar, and prahasitam priya prema vikshanam, then anyone can be cheated. Anyone can be. So, we are telling all to be very carefully from this. And telling so and so, they became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this song. When he used to take the name of Gauranga, Gauranga bolite hove. Why Gauranga word is here? Because he is not Gauranga himself. He is blackish sham. But by always remembering Srimati Radhika and her qualities and her mood, he has become Gauranga. And as Srimati Radhika tells Hari Hari and becomes senseless, I am always weeping, feeling this separation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has become Gauranga and always weeping and weeping, telling Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So now he is remembering the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this song and he becomes like so. When he used to sing this kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with whole associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Advaita Acharya, Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, and all used to appear at the same time. And that Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And they became waiting and feeling sometimes rolling down the ground, they became interested. So he is remembering the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga bolite hove pulaka sari. What he tested in Gambhira Lila, he is remembering and telling all these things in sutra. In sutra means in very few words. Hari Hari bolite nayane bhave nira. And when I will sing Hari Hari, water will come in my eyes. Why it will come?
It comes in separation mood or any very beautiful joy. But he is in separation mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is feeling also Narottam Thakur, separation mood. And Radhika is feeling, calling Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. Here, Hari, why Hari, word is there? Because Hari Harat in Kunja. He is remembering that Krishna has taken him in any kunja, where Sanketa kunja or any kunja. So he, all the many unki jo lilaye thi,
past time,
he is remembering all this and he is waiting. Yeah? আর কবে নিতাই চান্দের করুণা হইবে সংসার বাসনা মোর কবে তুক্ত হবে দিস মুড উইল কাম হোয়েন দিস মুড উইল কাম স্যার দেয়ার ইজ নো সংসার নো স্মেল সেন্ট অফ সংসার বাসনা হোয়াট ইজ সংসার বাসনা শি ইজ মাই ওয়াইফ he is my child, this is my house, this is my body, this is all things of mine. I will taste all these things. He has nothing. He has forgot everything. Only he knows that I am Palladasi of Radhika. Only this. None is mine. No husband, no anything, and only that gopi can go. No man, no nothing. His Vilas Manjari, Narottam Thakur, when he does kirtan, he becomes in so mood, that mood of Vilas Manjari mood. So he is telling that ar kabe Nitai Chander Karuna Hoide. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will bestow his mercy to me so that I will be able to give up all these things. Akinchan. Akinchan, Nishinchan, you know. No pious, no nothing to say that it is of mine. Mine is, who is mine? Only Srimati Radhika is mine. She is my Aradhya Devi. If Radhika is not merciful to me, I have no need to Krishna at all. I don't need to live in Vrindavan, Radhakund, and in Govardhan. And I don't want to have this body. Keno Achaya Pran Ki Sukh Lagi Ahi has told life so. I want to be dead if Krishna is not coming in our heart. So when Nitai will do mercy upon me, that all these things should be forgotten for me. I should totally forget all this. No smell of these things will be. No for our decoration, no for our fooding, no for lodging, no for clothing, nothing. Like gopis. Gopis has left everything. Krishna has told to Uddhava. They have given everything. Mane, mera or me, everything. Mera or mine, everything. They were decorating themselves. They left. They were cooking for their husband. For there, they forgotten everything, husband also, child also home, these are mine, the left. And myself, they are decorating myself, this body, the even though. They were taking, of course, it is essential for anyone to take, they were taking water, they left the street. And at once went to meet Krishna. So, when Nityananda Prabhu will have mercy upon me, so that I can become like so. Sansar basana kab, kabe mor tuttha habe. Vishaya chhariya kabe, shuddha habe man. My heart and mind will be
pure.
So, not pure. Pure means any thought is pure, but no nectar. So there's nothing in pure. We have no sansar vasana or anything, our mind is pure. But no nectar is there, no Krishna prem is there. But Nityananda Prabhu so deep nectar also, man, that's Krishna prem also. Radha prem, Radha service, he can go, he deep. In shape of Janma Devi with Nityananda and with in the shape of Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radhika and Sridhar, she can be this. Vishaya chhariya kabe shuddha habe man, kabe hum herabhi si Vrindavan. Then when we will, by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, as he bestowed his mercy to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and he took the darshan of Vrindavan. He got Rup Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he has written in Chaitanya Chaitanya, I took the darshan of Govinda Gopinath and Madan Mohan. Have you taken the darshan of Govinda Gopinath, Madan Mohan in Vrindavan? I have not. Certainly I am telling, true, that I have not taken. But you are so much enough. I have not seen. So when I come to Vrindavan, I become hopeless and return again to Mathura. But he has taken darshan. Perhaps Govinda and Gopinath and Madan Mohan Radha has conversation with him. But so without the mercy of Srimati Radhika, Nityananda Prabhu. If he wants Gopi Bhav, then as Jahannama Devi or Ananda Prabhu, he will be so much. If he wants friendly term or Dasya Bhav, Nityananda Prabhu bestow his mercy like so. So, kabe ham he rabi si Vrindavan. Vrindavan is seen in two ways. One in Swarup Siddhi and another in Vastu Siddhi. In Swarup Siddhi, as Narad Sa Narayan one time. And he, after that, when Narayan vanished, then he felt so separation mood. By separation mood, every evil and everything went out. And he became qualified for Vastu Siddhi. And then he left his body, his mind and everything, and then he went in Vastu Siddhi. Then he always seen, everywhere seen. So in Swarup Siddhi, he is telling here, first, kabe ami herabi, vishaya chhariya kabe shuddha habe man. And that time, we will have Swarup Siddhi, and we can see anywhere Vrindavan. Even we are in Vrindavan, but we are not seeing, not testing Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? No Krishna, no Sakhis, no nothing. But we are fortunate that even we have come to this place not realizing this thing, but yet we are there. It means that after some time, after some birth, or after this birth, we have so much matured frame, love, then we can go. So, he is telling first in Vastu Swarup Siddhi, but he is not satisfied by saying this. So again he is praying, this will come by Rup and Raghunath, Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari. Without Rup and Rati Manjari, by the service, we cannot enter in Vrindavan, Seva, Sunja and all other things. And we cannot realize Srimati Radhika as our Swamini. So again he, without, he was not satisfied by telling so, say again remembering Rup and Raghunath. Rup Manjari and
Rati Manjari.
Why? Because Rati Manjari, that Raghunath Goswami has told that, okay, Anguli, Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi. Na jivami tvaya bina iti vidyaye radhe tvam naimam sharanam. I don't know anyone. So if I am not realizing your mercy, I give up all this body. No use of Krishna, no use of living in Vrindavan, Radhakund. And I don't know, don't want the mercy of Krishna also. Padabhyayostava bina varadashyameva nannakkadapi samaye kiladevi jate sakkhayate mamanos nannamostu nityam dashayate mamarusosti vasosti. I want to be the palladasi of Radhika, not as a sakhi, not as Lalita Visakhar or Naika. I want to be the maid servant, and in the maid servant I want to be the palladasi of Radhika and serve Srimati Radhika. So I want to be that dasi, palya dasi. I don't want that I should be sakhi. So you should take me and in your dasi. And Rup Goswami is telling that ha devi kaku bharadat gada yad gavacha jate nipatya bhuvi dandavat udvatarati asya prasadama dubhatsa janasya kispa Gandharvite Tavagani Garanandhide. O Devi, if you are pleased, take my name in list in register of Dasi and keep me as one of your Dasi. And always remember her service. That Palya Dasi is so favorable. She does so beautiful and sweet service to me. So where she is? Where is Rup Manjari? When she will come and give me that money, Shyamantak money? Shyamantak money. And that money is the friend of Kaustubh. And when she will give and decorate me in so many ways, and she will prepare me to go to Krishna. So always wanting that. So these are the specialty of Rup and Raghunath. Jiva Goswami and all Goswami has done it, but not like Rup and Raghunath. So always Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur are wanting the mercy of Rup and Raghunath only. They want all mercy, but especially the mercy of Rup and Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahay More Aas. I have only some hope in the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, that Rupa and Rati Manjari. I have nothing, no nothing in my heart. Kabeham Bujabarse Jugal Pariti. What is Jugal Pariti? Conjugal love. By their grace I will, by their mercy I will realize. No means other. As anyone has told, Raghunath Das Goswami has told, that Tambularpana Padamardana Payodana Vijaradivi Bindaranda Maheshwarin Sakha Toshayanti Prabhu. Tambularpana Padamardana Payodana Vijaradivi Bindaranda Maheshwarin Sakapasatoshyanti Priya Prana Prishthi Kuladapi Kilasan Kochita Bhumika Rup Manjari Mukha Dasika Sansayaham. They have no Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari and all have no fear or anything to be shamed seeing Radha and Krishna meeting in any loneliness place. But Lalita Vishakha has something. They cannot go directly. There are no sankot, no shame, nothing there. They can directly go there. So I only want your mercy and your mercy and your mercy. Anyone cannot go without serving these two, Roop and Rati Manjari. So Kabehama Bujabe se Jugala Piriti. If you want to realize all these things and do Raganuga Bhajan, you want to do Raganuga Bhajan, then you have to follow the footprints of these two and you'll have to get the mercy of two. Roop Raghunath Pade Rahumor As Prathana Kare Sada Narottamadas. Narottam Das, telling him the lotus feet of them, is doing praying, Roop and Raghunath, that only my hope is in the lotus feet of both two, that I can know that who is Gauranga, what doing is Gauranga, what he thinks in cave, Gambhira. And why he becomes so? Why always weeping? Only Roop Goswami knows. And by the grace of Roop Goswami, Raghunath Das Swami. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reading that sloka in Ratha. What?
Jakumar
Haram
Barasta
Eva. This sloka. And only Roop Goswami knew the
idea,
hidden idea in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And anyone was not guessing. Only Sarva Damodar knew this fact. But he was silent. And in this world, only Roop Goswami wrote
one parallel
on a
sloka.
Parallel sloka on the leaves of
palm tree.
And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw in the cottage of Haridas Thakur. And he clapped on the back of Roop Goswami. Oh boy, dear boy, how you know my concealed this thought most? I was singing the sloka of that Alankar Kavi, written in Alankar
Saitya
Darpan.
It
is for worldly
love.
No? For what is
mundane.
But how you knew this fact? Then Sarup Damodar told that you have manifested this bhav in this boy. And that is why he has realized all your hidden moods and described. He also told all associates that he has to do kripa to Rupa so that he can manifest my this bhav to whole world. He can give some hints to whole world. And he especially went to Prayag and directly he manifested all his hidden bhav, all the Rasa Shastra. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjwal Nind Mani, everything he gets in Roop Goswami. So if Roop Raghunath Das Goswami and Roop Goswami does Kripa mercy upon us, then we can realize something. What is Vrindavan? What is conjugal Ras?
Love.
And who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And for what purpose he has come? And why always weeping? And so separation. So we pray to Narottam Thakur that he should give his mercy that we can also realize all these things. Do a kirtan? What?
Is anyone question? For a minute.
Anyone? Any question?
What was Roop Goswami's qualification. Of course, he is Nitya Siddha devotee. But in the sadhaka form, what was his qualification that Mahaprabhu gave him so much mercy?
He has a pot or vessel. Heart, he was heart as a vessel or pot. Only he saw that only the vessel or pot or heart of Rupa Goswami is so that anything pure this love can be manifested. And he tried that his all frame will be manifested in that pot, otherwise not. He was only the palyadasi of Radhika. So he has come to give it this Pallabhav Manjari Bhav. And he thought in his heart that only that can be, that duty should be completed by people, not that pure uska jo manubhav hai wo isi ke dwara sapurn ho sakta hai. That will be fulfilled only by Roop. I want to give this Manjari Bhav. Only this Roop Manjari and Roop Goswami can give it in the whole world. So he manifested all things in Roop Goswami. And he clearly wrote in his books and gave to whole world. Now if you are something discussing or want to practice, and we want a very bottom of that frame should come to. We have, may have creed, and that creed can be only be pushed, matured by reading and by feeling, this hearing, all these things.
Goranga bolite ave phulaka sariya hari hari bolite na yare bame Thank you. Let's go, let's go.